Welcome back
to our podcast,
which is called
Murders, Ghosts, and Everything in Between. Actually, I was thinking, it's super long. It's like, if like someone wanted to refer to us, it would be what? M-G...
Murgo? That's what I was thinking. Murgo. M, Mr. G-H-O of Ghost, and E of Everything in Between.
That sounds like an old lady that like knows Murgo. Hey, Murgo.
Or Mr. Go. Whatever.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, Mr. That's, Go.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay, call us Mr. Go from now on, guys.
This is feminism, though. So yes. Not Mr. Go, Miss Ghost.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm joking.
Who knows? Yeah. Whatever, call us something.
Yeah.
You know, call us murderers, ghosts, everything. Doesn't matter. Call us, just don't call us murderers. And like, flat out, you know, because we're not. But
I mean, hey, if you're fans of us, like, I don't know.
Do we even have fans?
Okay,
you guys can decide the names, whatever you want to call later when we have, like, maybe more than two fans. But those two fans are me and you.
Yeah.
But that is Rinky, by the way.
Yep.
And
well, I'm the calmer one, it looks like. And then Karishma is the rage monster.
Hello.
In this episode.
I'm always the rage monster in every episode.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that is just who I am. A vengeful, rageful bitch. But yes. Welcome back if you're listening. Welcome.
For the second time.
If you're listening for the first time, welcome.
Mm-hmm.
This is us. We are annoying.
Love
loud.
It. This is us. That's all you need to know.
This is who we are.
This is us. End of story.
This is who we are. Love us, hate us, accept us. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like us, you don't have to listen to us.
Love the people promoting.
Yeah. I'm not going to force anyone who doesn't like us to listen
That's
to us.
That's true.
You know. It's just like, I get it. Like, we're not everyone's cup of tea.
Fair enough.
It's okay. I don't like everyone either. So, like, I have people who I like and some people I just cannot stand.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So, let's actually switch it up a little bit. Before you ever listen to this episode, like, fully... Go and tell one person about our podcast if you like it.
At least.
Just pause here. At least one person, okay? Like, you know how Two Girls, One Ghost has that whole pyramid scheme that they have? Because that's the podcast that I listen to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they have a whole pyramid scheme where they want you to go tell your friends about it.
Mm-hmm. Multi-level
marketing. Yeah, multi-level marketing. Do that with us, too. We won't call it a pyramid scheme. Let's just say you tell one person. How about that?
Right now.
And I'm also telling you to go listen to Two Girls, One Ghost if you don't listen to it already, because they are fantastic. They're amazing.
I love their intro, which is what I listen to.
Yes, which is all that she listens to. The only podcast she listens to is ours.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's also because she has to edit it.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. But yeah. So,
Go tell
one person after you're done that. Come back. Okay? All right. So now that you're back.
How did they take it? How did they receive it?
Yes.
Do you need to be their accountability partner? Sit beside them like Garshma has to be my accountability partner.
I had to pull up the podcast on my phone and make her listen to it.
Good times.
Which is exactly how you should be if you want to force something down someone's throat.
For sure. I'd recommend that strategy.
Yes. Okay. Welcome back. This is episode 5. And it's...
5.
Yes, 5. Oh, we're like halfway to a decade.
The decade.
The decade of the podcast that
we've
lasted 10 episodes.
We've been doing this for 10 years and we've just released 5 episodes.
Yes.
Oh gosh.
We started when I was 15.
Yeah.
And
I was 22. Oh, 12. 12.
We're stuck in the same age.
I'm a 32-year-old apparently.
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
No, you're younger than me, so if you're 32, I would be super old, so I take it back.
You'd be like 3 years older. Not really.
35. That is giving me anxiety. 25 is giving me anxiety.
You're 25?
Almost.
You're
25? In February, I am.
That's crazy.
Yeah, February 21st. So I'll be in India celebrating my birthday with my grandparents.
That's so
cute. I'm so excited. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Because I haven't celebrated my birthday with them in like years.
Yeah.
So
I'm excited.
Yes. So last episode, we left off on October 5th, 1970. Prior to that, like, there was the last communication before October 5th was mm-hmm. July 26th, 1970 with the Zodiac Killer. And then 3 months passed and there was no communication with him at mm-hmm. all. And then a card was written with cutout letters from magazines and newspapers, and it was sent to the Chronicle, his favorite newspaper. Yeah, and it had 13 holes in it, and it indicated that there was another Zodiac victim, and he considered himself crack-proof, if you remember that.
Mm-hmm, I do.
Yeah, so people thought this was a hoax, but he used this word, crack-proof, again in one of the later letters.
Mm-hmm.
So this was definitely him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to continue on from that point. It's October 27th, 1970. Paul Avery, who was a key reporter in the case, got a Halloween card, which included a threat to his life.
Mm-hmm.
What a great way. Like, send him a Halloween card and threaten his life.
I wouldn't take it seriously because it was Halloween. I just feel like someone's trying to mess with me.
But, like, still, he was the lead, like, reporter in this case, mm-hmm. right? So, like, I would still take it seriously.
Oh, I'm like, if you're involved, I would.
If you're involved, you want to take this man seriously because he's a murderer, as we already know. But, yeah. So, it was posted on the front page of the Chronicle. And days later, he got another letter, which was kind of telling him to investigate the similarities between the Zodiac murders and the murder of Cherry Joe Bates. So Cherry Joe Bates, we've never mentioned before. It wasn't in the last episode. So her murder took place in October 30, October 1966. So this was before the first Zodiac murder.
That's like a good 15 years
before. That was like a while ago. But so she was 18 years old. Mm-hmm. She was studying at the Riverside City College Library Annex until 9 o'clock when the library closed, and investigators think that her car was tampered with before she left the library.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she got in the car, it wasn't working. So the person who messed with her car came up to her and offered help, and he somehow lured her to a secluded dark driveway between two empty houses. I don't know why there's two empty houses in the first place. Where But yeah, so he lured her there, and they think that the two may have sat there for about an hour and a half. I don't know, like,
talking?
Talking, I don't know. Maybe he was super charming, but, like, maybe he was just talking her up. Who knows? They don't know what they did. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so later, he attacked Cherry. He beat her, slashed her face, cut her about 11 times.
Wow.
Seven of which, get this, he almost decapitated her. That's how violent and rageful this was.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, it's literally like a monster took over this person. Because how much force do you have to put into your blow to almost decapitate someone?
And that, like that's more intense than, because, like, it's one thing, like, shooting your victims when you don't know them.
This is, like, personal.
Because you talk with them for, like, an hour.
Yeah.
This is worse because, like, it's crazy. Not a stranger that you're shooting.
Yeah.
It's someone that you, like, have a connection with.
Yeah, you were talking. Even if it's not, like, a connection from, like, years and years. Like, even talking to someone on the public transit for a little bit. Like, you still kind of know a little bit about that person.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so personal and vengeful and rageful to do that. But yeah, so the clues that they found, the police found at that crime scene were a size 10 heel print, a Timex watch with torn 7-inch wristband displaying the time 12:23. They found fingerprints and a palm print. They found skin tissue underneath the victim's fingernails.
Oh my God, she fought him.
But yeah, and then they found hair and blood in her hands. So she must have scratched him up real good. So they found all of this.
Good for her.
Yeah, she gave him a fight before she died. Like, poor, such an angel. Honestly, I hate when, like, I have to talk about victims because it just makes me feel really guilty. But, like, I don't know, like...
And it's hard to talk about them, and, like, it's just, it's hard in
general. Yeah, I just want to do them justice. Like, like, they didn't get justice because he was never caught, but, you know, still, like, it just makes me so sad, like... And good for her that she fought for her life before, like, dying.
I imagine everyone did that could.
Now it's November 29th, 1966, And two identical letters were sent to the Riverside Police and Riverside Press mm-hmm. by someone who was claiming to be responsible for Cherry Joe's murder. And there was a poem in it with the details about the murders. This fucking douchebag is writing a poem about this. Ugh. And, like, the details mm-hmm. were the details that only the police knew and that the killer would know.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah. So, and a warning that she wasn't the first and mm-hmm. she wouldn't be the last victim was also sent with this letter.
I don't understand what his end game is, honestly. Yeah. I just don't.
Yeah. So many thought that the tone of these letters were very similar to the Zodiacs. Mm-hmm. And in December 1966, a poem was found carved under the Riverside City College folding desks. Mm-hmm. So remember, she went to the library of this mm-hmm. college. But yeah, so this was found under one of the folding desks. Mm-hmm. And it said, "Sick of living, unwilling to die." Like... I have goosebumps. Yeah. But this is, like, so, like, scary that they found this. Mm-hmm. And it also had the similar, like, it was, the tone was very similar to mm-hmm. the Zodiac letters.
I feel like at this point they know his writing. Yeah. So I think they can pretty spot on.
And this was years before, mm-hmm. remember that. Yeah. So, and this poem was signed. So it was signed R.H., and this was thought to describe the murder of, the sign was mm-hmm. thought to describe the murder of Bates, mm-hmm. which is Cherry Joe
Bates. So that's his actual initial? R.H.?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So it was signed. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so 6 months after Cherry Joe's murders, mm-hmm. Three almost identical letters were sent to the Riverside Press, the mm-hmm. police, and Cherry Joe's dad. Wow. This person, like, I get it when you send it to the police or the press, but like, why go so far and harass the victim's family? Like, you've already murdered their daughter. Like, is this not enough? So it was signed with a symbol that looked like a Z next to the number 3.
Wow.
So maybe this is where he got the Zodiac thing from, with the Z, you know? I think, like, so. Yeah. So the letter that the press and the police read, it read that Bates had to die. There will be more. And then this murder was never solved. Mm-hmm. Sadly. But yeah. So he sent that to her dad, the police, mm-hmm. and the press. So now we're jumping back to the future again. Mm-hmm. So it's March 17th, 1971.
I'm looking at your notes and I'm like, holy shit, it never stops.
Yes. Yeah. It just is going on and on and on.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But yeah, so a letter was sent to the Los Angeles Times because, mm-hmm. as the writer put it, they don't bury me in the back pages. This person mm-hmm. wrote this in the letter.
Wow.
Yeah. So the Zodiac then gave police mm-hmm. credit for making the Bates murder connection, mm-hmm. but said that the police were only finding the easy ones and there were more out there that they wouldn't ever find.
I'm not surprised.
And yeah, and then there was a score again. It said SFPD 0 and then comma, Zodiac the Zodiac symbol, mm-hmm. and 17 plus. That's what it said. Yeah. And this was the only letter he ever sent to the LA Times, which is like, what the hell? Like,
I don't know why he would send it.
I thought he would send it to the Chronicle because he keeps sending everything.
I don't know. Did they have a fight? Did they break up or something? Like,
exactly. Who knows? But he sent it to the LA Times, mm-hmm. maybe to change it up a bit. Maybe he was in LA for the week. Now it's March 22nd, mm-hmm. 1971. The Chronicle reporter Paul Avery receives a postcard mm-hmm. thought to be from the Zodiac in which he took credit for the case of a missing nurse, mm-hmm. Donna Lass, who was from the Sahara Hotel and Casino. He took her from the Sahara Hotel and Casino.
I was like, a nurse from a casino?
Yeah, that's why I read it wrong. Sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
But yeah, so she was never seen again after mm-hmm. treating her last patient at 1:40 a.m. on September 6th, 1970. And the next day, her uniform, shoes with dirt, mm-hmm. Were discovered in a paper bag in her office. In her office.
Wow. That's yeah. crazy.
So, two calls were made.
So, this guy, like, always goes back for, like, some sort of weird, like...
Yeah, like...
personal, like, attack. So, it's like, he kills the people.
And then he goes back to
make it worse. Yeah. I don't understand that.
Like, you know, usually, like... serial killers, or like what the pattern is, that they mm-hmm. take souvenirs from their victims, mm-hmm. But with this person, it's like they go back to torture other people with this, like, the stuff that they did.
It doesn't make sense. Yeah. It's just like, I don't know why you would do that.
Yeah.
Is it like some weird thing, like, you, in a weird way, you think you're respecting them, or is that just part maybe of their
he's made up agenda? That in his mind, like, that he thinks he's respecting them by, like, addressing it after it's done.
It sucks that he was never caught, because I would love to know
exactly
stuff. Yeah,
you and me and like billions of other people.
Yeah,
but yeah. So two calls were made. One was made to her employer, and one to her landlord by an unidentified caller, who said Donna had a family emergency and had left town.
Like, okay, sketchy.
Very legit, you know? Because Donna told some random guy to call her landlord and her employer. Yeah, okay. But, so a postcard made up of,
Why? Why did he do that, though? Why couldn't he just be, like, the other cases where he's just,
where
like,
he calls the police or, like, does nothing.
Why did he have to justify it?
Yeah. Well,
he never justified it before.
I don't know. I don't get this. Like, I don't get this at all. It's mind-boggling. He keeps changing. Yeah, like, there's no pattern.
There's none. Yeah. Like, he just keeps, he's like, I don't know. It's like, I would think it was all rage, but, like, he's smart, clearly, and I don't know if it's smart plus rage. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. I'm as flustered as you are, as you know. But yeah, so there was a postcard. I don't know if this was sent to someone, but I just wrote postcard made up of, like, it wrote, I took quotes from thought catalog site that I used. So it said, collage made up of lettering cut from newspapers and magazines contained a picture of an ad of the condo complex known as Forest Pines. The words kind of hinted at the location where Donna's body could be found. A search in the area turned up only a pair of sunglasses, but nothing else was found.
Wow.
So some think this was forgery by, like, the real killer, not the Zodiac, the real killer who killed Donna, to make people think that was the Zodiac who did it. But there was a lot in common, like calling the journalist Paul Avery, who was the lead journalist in the Zodiac case.
Right. So it actually wasn't him. So the Zodiac killer wasn't him.
Some think it wasn't him. Okay. Some think it may have been him.
Okay.
But in the in this letter, he spelled Avery's name wrong. He called him Averly. So the Zodiac would have known that this was his, like, if it, because it's the main journalist covering the case. So if it was the Zodiac, wouldn't he know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, would. So that, that's
or
why
maybe
something,
it's just, maybe it's just a typo or what. Yeah. Like a miss. Like, you looked it over.
And, like, the letter also had hole punches in it, which is something that was well known for the Zodiac to do, where he would just hole punch the letters and use wrong names. So maybe it was him, maybe, maybe it wasn't.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So it didn't seem like a kidnapping, but a rather, like, spontaneous murder. Like, random, at random.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
So it was just, like, an urge that happened, and he just may have been, like, quick to, like, act on it.
I think he gets worse with his rage. Like, you can tell that he just doesn't really care anymore.
And the sad part with Donna is that, like, her murder was also never solved, and unfortunately they couldn't even find her body. So they don't know what happened to her at all. So, and this was the last communication for the Zodiac for 3 years. Wow. Not even months. Now this is, like, going into years. Like, this is 3 years that they have no communication with him at all. So now it's January 29th, 1974. So we're jumping We're jumping a whole lot into the future. But yeah. So the Zodiac surfaces again. Although this time he doesn't use the classic phrase, this is the Zodiac speaking. He doesn't use that. And the cross circle symbol.
He's evolved.
And this letter is also to the Chronicle. And it talks about the movie The Exorcist. I found this so funny. I was like, what?
He literally talks about the movie.
And you
Does
know
he
what
need
he says?
Friends?
I don't know.
Like, I don't understand.
You know what he says? He's like, this is the best satirical comedy that I have ever seen. And in his spelling, the comedy is C-O-M-I-D-Y. And I'm like, what is with this person and Wong spelling? Like,
I literally don't know why you would do that. Like, why would you? It's like, does he think he's a hotshot reviewer all of a sudden?
The Exorcist. I found it so funny that he did that. Honestly. And he sent them the letter to the Chronicle again about a movie. And I'm like, this is so dumb.
Hi, this is, we've hired a new film critic.
Yeah.
AKA. There you go.
But yeah, it also had a hieroglyph type drawing, a threat that he'd do something nasty if this wasn't published, mm-hmm. and a scorecard which said me 37.
37?
SFPD 0. So yeah, I don't know, man. This person is a monster.
Yeah.
But yeah, not a person, a monster for sure. So now it's May 8th, 1974. And the Chronicle gets another letter from a citizen, mm-hmm. quotes around citizen, complaining about the movie Badlands, mm-hmm. and asking the paper to stop advertising it. Okay, this guy is like into movies.
What? Did he suddenly just is like,
I'll become a movie
that's
critic.
That's my real passion all yeah. along. Maybe yeah. he was just building a repertoire with the newspaper company.
There's a better way so to do this.
Yeah.
You do not need to murder to get desperate people's attention.
Desperate times, desperate measures.
A little
know.
Too desperate. But yeah. So it wasn't addressed as the Zodiac, but some felt that it was very similar in tone, mm-hmm. and the handwriting looked like the Zodiac's. So,
I don't know.
Yeah. So now it's July 8th, 1974.
I would like to think he had a change of heart, but we all know.
We all know he didn't.
That's not.
And even if he did, too late. Too fucking bad. Mm-hmm. You killed all these people. Yeah. You deserve to rot in jail.
Yeah, 100%.
You know. But yeah, now it's July 8th, 1974, mm-hmm. and a complaint letter regarding the conservative Chronicle columnist named Marco Spinelli, who used the pen name Count Marco, was received at the newspaper, and it ended with the letter like that they got. It mm-hmm. ended with, "Since the Count can write anonymously, so can I." Signed, the Red Phantom, red with rage.
Oh,
that's all it said.
Yikes.
Yeah, and some believe the Zodiac sent the letters. Others don't. People mm-hmm. think it might have been a hater.
There's a lot going on newspapers.
Yeah,
like
who
just,
knows? Maybe it was the Zodiac, maybe it wasn't.
Yeah.
And then police detective David Toshi sent them to the letters to the mm-hmm. FBI lab, who responded that the letters were probably prepared by the writers of the Zodiac, because it was very similar in, like, the tone, the writing, you know. So they think it was probably him.
Yeah.
But there have been no murders. Like, remember this. Mm-hmm. There haven't been murders.
That they know of.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, this is, they're just getting random letters about the Exorcist and Badlands. Like, who knows? Like, what is this person thinking?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't want to know, but at the same time, I'm so intrigued by this. Mm-hmm. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, no idea.
But yeah.
And I love how this is all happening on the newspaper.
Yeah.
And it just makes it so funny because I think that's so transparent.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't think now in today's times we would, like, get anywhere near that transparency of, like, publishing a cipher.
No.
And, like, that's crazy to me. And also so powerful because you can actually get the help of these
Absolutely.
People that are smart. And,
Absolutely,
like,
yeah.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
The newspaper, I cannot get over the fact that he keeps contacting the Chronicle. Like, the Chronicle is his, like,
his
go-to. He will always go to them. But But now we're fast-forwarding even more to April 24th, 1978. Mm-hmm. So this has been going on for a decade
now.
A decade now. If you count Cherry Joe's murder, which was in 66, and mm-hmm. now it's 78. But yeah. So a letter was sent to the Chronicle again and given to reporter Duffy Jennings, mm-hmm. Paul Avery's replacement, because he'd retired.
Well, even this guy got tired of the
show. No, actually, like, he hadn't retired. He went to work for the San Francisco Examiner. Sorry.
Oh.
That's my...
No worries.
I don't know.
But he got tired of his shit anyway.
But yeah. So Duffy contacted David Toshi, who was mm-hmm. the one who sent the previous Zodiac letters to the FBI mm-hmm. to get them worked. But yeah, and he had been working on the Zodiac case for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So Toshi turned the letters over to John Shimoda of the U.S. Postal Service Crime Laboratory, which mm-hmm. is a thing, apparently. I did not know. You know how in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the postal people are crazy?
Yeah. I love
that's all I think of. I love that. That's all I think of. But yeah, so there was a thing like that. So they sent the letters to them to verify if the letters were authored by the Zodiac instead of giving them to the chief examiner for the question, the documents division of the SFPD, which is also a thing where they get questionable documents and they're what? Yeah. They're the people who examine them, but this officer didn't give them. He sent it to the postal people.
Okay.
I'm sure there must have been a reason, but so Shimoda did verify that the letter was authored by the Zodiac, and four experts 3 months later declared the letter a hoax. So who knows what was true?
Okay. That's so weird.
So at the time, Detective Toshi was in the middle of a political battle and looking at, like, possibly being replaced as the current chief of police. So for all of those who didn't like him, just wanted him to go away. And then when it became known as a hoax, many pointed fingers at him saying he forged them to like, you know, pretend that the Zodiac was still contacting.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But yeah, who knows what was going on. This is a whole, like, political thing now. Yeah. Like, it goes on all the time. Yeah. Right now, Doug Ford has put his friend as chief of police.
Really?
Hasn't he? Isn't there something going on? Whatever.
No, I don't keep
He's doing some shady shit, too. But, yeah.
I know. Like, Doug Ford's the mayor of Toronto. What am I saying?
He's the premier
Premier. Sorry.
Of Ontario.
Yeah. So, basically, he...
his brother was the mayor of Toronto.
Yeah, that's why. Because that's what I think of first. And then I think of Doug. Because, like, it's just... He's iconic.
Doug is a thief. Way.
He got rid of the tuition.
He got rid of the 6 months, like, grace gap period that, you get
on tuition.
Yeah, he's also getting rid of all... I think he did get rid of the grants that students get.
Yeah, he got rid of the free low-income tuition for students.
Yep. He's also canceled loads of programs that check up on seniors who are living alone.
Yeah, yeah.
To make sure that they're okay.
Yeah. He's made cuts.
But hey, at least he's offering you a buck a beer. Are you happy about that?
He's not, though.
I'm so sarcastic.
I know.
I do not. And the sad part is all the GTA people, the area where we live, voted for him.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I would never, ever vote for him because he's the Trump Jr.
Yeah.
Here. But yeah.
And Trump wannabe.
Back to this. But so that was actually the end of all the letters and stuff. So now I'll quote another line from this article that was amazing. So it said, more than 2,500 suspects have been investigated without anyone ever being charged. Detectives continue to receive telephone calls weekly with tip theories and speculations. Wow. But no one has ever been caught.
You know what I think?
What?
I think that the Zodiac killer was, like, when he murdered... Like, the last time he murdered someone, I think that was him. And then I think after was probably just people that want to copy. Or, like, it was probably him getting his last, like,
attempt. So you don't believe he contacted them at talking about The Exorcist?
No. I think that could have been him, but I think it was his last attempt to get attention. It was a very dying attempt.
You know what I think? I think he was too old at that point to do it
That's it.
Like, sneakily, like he did it before.
Yeah.
And he knew he couldn't get away with
it. But he loves the attention.
Yeah, but he wanted the attention, so he did other things to get it.
So, yeah, for sure. I think he wasn't credible, really, like, in his threats at that point. But he still kind of wanted that, like, verification of, like...
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah, this site that I used, everyone, I'll let you know again, because I did say it the first episode. It was thoughtco.com/the Zodiac Killer. So, yeah, that was the site. It was great. If everything was put out for me, I didn't have to really...
I love that.
...do any proper research.
I still use Wikipedia.
Wikipedia is amazing.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel bad because, like, I know people can go on, like, there and change things. I feel bad using it. No, I... I don't have time. I'm not a loser like that. Oh, wow. Just got to go on things and, like, yikes, make it wrong. Because people who do that are losers. If you're going on and misdirecting people on purpose, you have no life.
That's true. I remember, but, like, I don't think I've ever seen something that's wrong, like, personally, or I'd never realized it. Or maybe
you
just
believed it.
Maybe. I'm very gullible. Yeah, exactly. I don't see it, like, beyond me. But, I've never really seen something and been like, that's obviously
I still use it, though. I don't care. I don't care.
That's how I survived undergrad entirely. Wikipedia.
Pretty much.
I just go to the references at the bottom. Yeah,
me too. I love the references.
I know.
Too bad. We don't have to use, like, legal proper references anymore. Like, legal references. Legal. No, I meant proper references anymore. So,
we ain't doing APA.
I'm not citing any of this on MLA, APA, any of the formats.
Save me.
I'm done, though, with that. Yeah. So, yeah, that was the whole shebang of what went on. Mm-hmm. Now we're on to the suspects of the Zodiac. Again, there's loads and loads of suspects. Mm-hmm. Ted Cruz is one of them. Well, he's one of them. Yeah, but he's not the one. He's not one of the people I'm going to cover. So, I'm covering three suspects, and I used the History Channel site, so I don't know if this is any of this is real or an alien made it up. Get it?
Yeah.
This is what the History Channel does, but
an alien made it up.
Yeah, okay.
This is it's propaganda.
Yeah, so the History Channel, this is the site, their site, and then it's news, and then it's old. Could any of these men have been the Zodiac Killer?
That's a website?
That was the title of the article. Oh, okay. But yeah, so the three suspects that I'm going to talk about are Lawrence Kane, Ross Sullivan, and Arthur Lee Allen. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll start with Lawrence Kane and why he was suspected. Mm-hmm. So he worked in the hotel where Donna Lass, who was the nurse who went missing, whose body was never found, he worked there. Mm-hmm. Where he also worked in the Naval Reserve, where he may have learned coding. Mm-hmm. And then in 1962, a car accident left him with a brain injury that may have made it hard for him to control his urges, which is...
How old was he?
I don't know. 1962? Yeah. Car accident. If he was driving, he must have been at least 16.
At least?
At least, yeah. Okay.
So
he could have fit the profile, you know, because he would be around, if he wasn't 16, let's say, if he was in his early 20s, and then, like, the murder started, like,
maybe,
could have fit the 25 to 30 range. Mm-hmm. So maybe this could explain why there was a lot of, like, coding in the letters with his naval experience, and his brain injury kind of led him to do all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, he was also arrested for peeping in 1961 and prowling in 1968. I just imagine, like, you know, someone, like, peeping at a baby. Like,
oh, yeah, that's the same. Imagine peeping.
Not peeping Toms, because that's I'm guessing what he was arrested for.
But also, peeping is such a weird charge. Like, I have peeping and on
prowling,
my record.
Prowling. Yeah. What is prowling? Like, I don't understand.
Werewolf, like, pause.
Like, but yeah, that's what he was arrested for. And a retired police detective thinks that his name was embedded in one of the ciphers.
Oh.
So, and that Darlene, the golf course attack victim, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so her sister identified Lawrence Kane as the man who bothered her at a restaurant that her and Darlene were at.
Oh.
So maybe he'd seen Darlene and then followed Darlene and her boyfriend to, you know.
Perhaps, yeah.
Yeah, so who knows? But her sister had identified him, so, like...
So there was a kind of connection. Yeah,
maybe there was something there. Yeah. And then after Paul Stein, the cab driver, his murder, a police officer said that Kane's picture was the closest he'd seen to the Zodiac's picture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the drawing of the Zodiac.
Yeah.
So he looked very similar. I'll post this, too, because I've seen the picture. You can pull it up and look at it. Lawrence Kane and the Zodiac. We'll edit this out, but, yeah, if you want to look at it. Like, he looks very similar to the Zodiac's picture. I'll also post it on Instagram for anyone who wants to see. Kathleen Johns, she was the mom and mm-hmm. whose car was taken with, like, the baby.
Yeah.
So she also identified Lawrence Kane as her abductor.
Oh, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
So then it's but this yeah, guy.
It could be this
it's like
guy,
if
yes.
she identified him.
But, yeah, at the same time, like, you know, like, people were like, oh, we're not sure if she's, like, credible because mm-hmm. she's changed her stories. Also, she was... It was late at night when she was there. Like, she was in the car with him for quite a lot of time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, people are like, oh, maybe it's, like, maybe she's remembering.
Also, you're panicked.
Well. Yeah, like, you're not going to remember yeah, everything. So, yeah. It could be this man.
Also, look, this is interesting.
Yeah.
I guess someone deciphered it in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it spells out Lawrence.
Lawrence Kane, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. But, yeah, so we're on to the next suspect, which is Ross Sullivan, and this is why he's suspected. Mm-hmm. In 1966, Cherry Jo Bates was the girl who disappeared from the library. Mm-hmm. In her being murdered, like, a co-worker of hers mm-hmm. said that Ross Sullivan had made them uncomfortable, and he disappeared several days after the murder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, wow. So, like... You know, like, it was mm-hmm. kind of strange that yeah. he was gone like that. But the co-worker said that he made them feel uncomfortable. I don't get that. Like, a lot of co-workers make me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That can't be the only reason you can, like, suspect someone. But, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
He also had crew-cut hair and glasses.
Okay.
Like that but of the Zodiac.
But at that time, it was probably the style?
Maybe.
Or
who knows?
Of, yeah.
And then he moved to Northern California in 1967 and was hospitalized a bunch of times for schizophrenia and bipolar disorder.
That, actually, I would understand.
And this could also explain why there was a letter to that defense lawyer,
yeah.
if you remember, where he
That's
he wanted to
thinking.
Ask for help, mm-hmm. you know, like, and maybe he had, like, a, like, spurt of sanity mm-hmm. where he was just like, oh, I need help.
Yeah, I think
but. But yeah, and he also wore an army jacket and military style boots, like the footprints that were found
mm-hmm.
at Cherry Joe's murder site.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Maybe but this was just that one like Cherry Joe's.
Cherry Joe's where that's the place that can like they can trace him to.
Mm-hmm.
They can't trace them to any of the other murders
at all
because like there weren't that many clues other than the fact that he kind of looks like the Zodiac from
okay.
what they think where he had the crew cut hair and he had the glasses
and the person that affirmed it.
Yeah. Other than that, there isn't really much that could link him to that. And then the last person, the last suspect that mm-hmm. I'm going to cover is Arthur Lee Allen and why he's suspected. So he's the prime suspect in Robert Graysmith's books, which, fun fact, was used as a basis for the Zodiac movie.
Okay.
Which is what you should be watching. But yeah.
I think you have to like sit me down and like
yes,
watch me watch it.
Watch it. I do that with a lot of my friends.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, are you watching this? And then I get so
What's
excited.
What's happening yeah. at 5 minutes?
Exactly. Tell me now. But yeah, so he was questioned by the police in 1969 and again in 71 after a friend told him that he told them about wanting to hurt people and kill people.
Mm-hmm.
And he had... And securing a flashlight and a firearm, like that of the Zodiac. Which,
okay.
Like, you know, the flashlight that he showed
yeah,
to people.
Yeah.
But that's kind of, like, that is mind-boggling to me. Because, like, what if everyone was using that kind of flashlight?
Yeah,
that's not
know.
A...
That's not much.
That's not a reason. But he had the firearm, the same one as the Zodiac did.
That,
so,
too, is, like...
Yeah.
Like, you could kind of also have
yeah.
the same firearm. It's not.
Yeah, and he also wore a Zodiac brand watch.
Never mind.
And owned the same caliber gun as the one used in one of the Zodiac shootings.
Maybe he just, like, it was a fanboy that, like,
Maybe.
Wanted the same merch or something. Like.
Same merch, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. And this friend also told the police that bloody knives were found in his car.
Mm.
And that the guy told the friend that they were used to kill chickens. I'm like, what?
Okay,
like,
wait, so hunters?
But he wasn't
chickens.
A hunter or a fisherman.
He was
so,
a closet hunter
okay.
or something, I don't know.
Yeah, and he was discharged from the Navy, had been fired as a teacher
okay.
because of sexual misconduct allegations.
Okay.
He was ambidextrous, so he could use both hands to write, which I didn't know was what was the term for it, but he was that. So he was questioned again in 91 because an informant who was facing armed robbery charges told the police that he boasted to them about killing a cab driver.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So all of these people could be the Zodiac. Who knows?
But, like, this guy, I'm not buying it, really.
No?
I'm just kind of, I don't know. I think the second guy, for sure, the Kane guy, Lawrence Kane, I think that's like more, like, my intuition or, like, my radar.
The first guy.
Going, like, beep, beep, beep. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
But, yeah, and then Michael Mago, who survived the Vallejo attack, if you remember.
Yeah.
He identified him as the shooter, this guy as the shooter. So, like, there's all these people identifying
that's what I'm like, what is going on? What if Michael and the other lady had a talk and they're both like, what did you see? What did you see?
I don't think so. I don't know if you're allowed to do that when you're, like, witnesses to these things.
That's fair. Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, but, like, the other lady saw someone else, you know, and then this guy was all three of them.
What plot if? Twist.
Maybe. Maybe it was all of them.
They were all in cahoots with one another.
Who knows? But yeah, but his fingerprints, this guy's, Arthur Lee Allen's fingerprints didn't match those in the Paul Stein cab. Like those, because remember there were palm prints and fingerprints.
So they did have fingerprints?
They probably did. Like, but fingerprints only had partial DNA from what they're saying. Mm-hmm. A profile was created in 2002 from the spit on an envelope and like nothing really resulted from that. So who knows? So they searched his home, and it didn't amount to any evidence, but, like...
But are you going to find evidence in someone's house? This is why,
like, it's taking me a while to grasp this. Because I'm like, if you're a murderer, I'm not going to keep stuff at home.
Yeah.
There's not going to be evidence at home. Yeah. Like, okay.
Weird.
That's why I was like, what is this? Like, that's not good, like, reasoning for it, but yeah. So they didn't find any evidence in his home, so they also were like, oh, maybe it's not him. But yeah, and his, oh, remember how he's ambidextrous?
Yeah.
Both his right and left hand's writing didn't match the Zodiac letters. Oh. But, like, I mean, if you're the Zodiac and you're so smart, wouldn't you change your writing for this?
Yeah. But, like, it's hard. It's so
hard. Can they tell? Like, I don't know if they can tell if someone's changed their writing.
Maybe. But it's hard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was the Zodiac murders and the three suspects that I covered very poorly. Apologies.
No, you're good. Don't worry.
I have to literally edit out a lot because I was like, what the hell? Did I just say that? That didn't make sense.
I don't think so. I think maybe like just a couple things.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. But that was the Zodiac murders.
Cool. I liked it.
And that was the douchebag of a human being.
I think I honestly think this entire thing would have been kind of done if that one racist police officer.
Well, we don't know if it was one or it was the whole department or whatever it was.
But, if that one...
And he spoke even to them for 3 minutes.
Honestly, you know what? Like, if I was a cop and I was, like, looking for a guy in the area, I would take a picture of every single person I see. Like, every single person I talk to, I would take a picture. Because it just makes sense. Or, like, somehow, like, you'd still remember it. You know what? Like...
I'm sure they had cameras back in the day, but not as, like, you know, not like... We have our smartphones, you know. They would have to have the chunky cameras.
But they're cops.
And then get them printed.
That's like, a lot of work. You should have access to cutting edge technology.
Get your technology from the future, God.
Yeah. Or just not be racist.
Exactly. No, that I get. Like, the only thing with the camera thing, I feel like it wouldn't work in that time.
Maybe.
It would work, like, right now, but it probably wouldn't work in that time.
Yeah, or, like, I don't know.
But they were definitely very, very, very racist, and they could have caught this man had they paid attention to the actual stuff that the witnesses said and not gone after a black man that they were going after who didn't exist.
I don't know. Yeah.
Because that wasn't the Zodiac.
That I think the entire thing could have just ended there.
Exactly.
I mean, mistakes happen, I get it, but this is like...
That wasn't a mistake. Like,
I mean...
When there's five people telling you that it was a white man and you were still going to go after a black man, that's not a mistake. That's just being racist.
I know, but I doubt that the person that did it or whatever, the person that was racist or the department that was racist, yeah, they didn't have any idea of what that effect would, like, what,
yeah, their, like what would happen in the future. Yeah. Yes.
So but I think, like, they, for them, it was just like an in the moment. They didn't, yeah, have that, like, hmm, like, yeah, they didn't look into the future.
And I'm see, still like, pissed what, that they were racist.
I am though, too, so. But like, yeah.
Yeah, that, like, I don't know. It's just like, you could have stopped it, mm-hmm, but they couldn't, they didn't.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. It's just sad because it led to so many more people suffering, mm-hmm, after.
Yeah.
And they could have prevented it.
Yeah, but they didn't.
Had they been vigilant.
Fair enough.
But yeah, that was the Zodiac murders and the killer. And let us know if there's any other suspects that you think could be it. Because I only covered three.
Ted Cruz,
yeah. If you think it's Ted Cruz, I really want to know why.
So, like, do you think one of the three suspects are, like...
For me, I think it's Lawrence Kane.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, like, it just... Gut feeling. It feels same, like it's Lawrence Kane.
I
think
so, too. Also, I would be, like, I kind of... My gut tells me it's one person, but it would be so, like... Interesting.
If it was multiple.
I'm pretty sure there have been cases like that.
Where it's I'm like sure a there group. Are. There, I don't know about the group part, but I know here, the Scarborough rapist, if you remember.
I remember.
Well, like, we weren't vaguely. Born then, and we weren't yeah, in Canada.
Vaguely.
But him and his wife murdered people. So that yeah. was like not
it's
a group.
It's usually couples
it was
or
two
like,
of them. But yeah.
I don't know.
Like she helped. I don't know. Carla Homolka and Paul yeah. Bernardo, you know those.
Yeah,
but she helped him, like, rape and murder her sister.
Yeah, and...
Sister. I cannot...
And like, there was this whole thing, right? Like, she went into hiding, changed her name.
She's out now.
Yeah, and...
She's, like, living in Montreal, and apparently people found out that was her.
Yeah.
And, like, she was volunteering in her
yeah,
kid's
yeah.
school.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that, yeah. And, like, there was controversy over whether or not she should be allowed.
She should be in jail, like, right now. She gifted her sister to her murderer husband, yeah. as, like...
I honestly, like, don't know where I stand on that.
And apparently they're also thinking of letting him out. I'm like...
I don't know.
I'm like, I have so many conflicted feelings mm-hmm. about that because I'm not for the death penalty.
Yeah.
But for these kind of people, I'm like... They don't deserve to live either.
I don't know.
Stole someone's life. They don't deserve to live. And if they do deserve to live, they deserve to live a very, very shitty life in a box where they can't see light and can't talk to anyone, see anyone. They're just given food and water and they should lay in their own filth forever.
Okay.
I'm so strongly like opposed to them being out in society.
Everybody has their opinions. I don't know where I see. I don't know enough to make like. Yeah. I don't know. I think death penalty no. I think prison definitely. The amount of time I think it would just depend on how they're in prison. Like it would just depend on like what they're doing.
For.
Yeah, not therefore, but, like, how they're taking it. Like, if there's a change in them, which I guess
I don't
is
believe
like,
there is ever going to be changing know. People like this, though.
I don't know.
I just feel like there's change, yes, when, like, you, think, like, sell drugs or, like...
Yeah.
Or, and like, I think you steal.
It's a case-by-case basis, yeah, honestly.
Like, if you steal or you're, like, selling drugs, like... Yeah. Yes, you can change, but if you are a murderous monster, you cannot change.
Have you been to this website? It's crazy.
What?
There's this website for matchmaking.
What?
For people that are in prison.
What?
Yeah, it's called, it's like pretty much people that are, they say what they did. And then they kind of say who they're looking for. And then it's weird to me because there would be things like assault. There'd be things like first degree murder. And then they're so casual about it. And like, honestly, it's just, I've read through like every single. Yeah, it's just.
I cannot believe that exists.
It's interesting. And I've like Googled.
Like if it's like someone like stealing something. Or like.
Let me find it.
Or, like, burning a car by accident. I'm like, okay, I get it. But, like, when it's, like, murderers, like, no. Or, like, even if someone murdered someone in self-defense, mm-hmm. then I'm like, okay, yeah, they deserve a chance. But if it's someone who's, like, calculated and cold, like these people were, Like, they do not deserve... Oh, my God.
Canadian Inmates Connect.
Oh, God.
Okay. This is kind of... in Kingston, actually, there was this man that attacked the hospital. And he basically stole the guard's...
badge.
Or gun, actually. Mm. He stole the gun. And I remember because... My sister was supposed to be, like, she was working, but she wasn't working that shift.
Okay.
But, like, it was, like, she knew people that were working that shift. So, it was interesting, because, and then, so, he actually posted on here.
He did?
Yeah. Oh my God. I'll show you. So, I mean, guys, you should go to this website if you just want to look at, like, kind of what goes on.
Oh, my God.
But it should, like, this, like, name, blah, 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 and then convicted of, it'll tell you. And then it tells you what they're looking for in a person. And then it has, like, pictures of, like, shirtless, like, people.
Well, this guy's pretty hot. So. Yeah.
But yeah, he's...
Fraud, drug trafficking, wonderful.
And it's also, like, LGBTQ friendly.
Yes.
Which I think is so progressive for jail.
Like, it is. Well, good for that yeah. aspect of it. And, like, good for the people who are, like, in there for things that are just mistakes. Yeah. You know, like, yeah. that is okay, but, like, when you're a rapist and you've done it multiple times mm-hmm. and you're a murderer and you've done it multiple times, you yeah. shouldn't be allowed to come out.
That's fair.
And hurt other people.
I think it's a fair thing.
Because you were, there was, actually, I was listening to, a podcast. I don't remember who or which person they were mm-hmm. talking about, but this guy had been in, jail for murdering, mm-hmm. like, a few people for a while,
mm-hmm.
and he... was let out for good behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And the very day that he was let out, he went and murdered another person.
Yeah.
So I'm like, imagine, like...
I don't know.
Like, yes, you can be good in jail, but it's such a controlled environment. And you're not in society. So, like, if someone like that is roaming free to, like, do whatever they please, because they're not going to be monitored 24/7,
no, but
you know?
That's true, but I don't know. It depends. I think it all just depends on, like, a lot of things.
It depends on the case. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for me, like, when it's, like, a serial killer or, mm-hmm. like, a rapist.
Then I think it's for life.
Yeah, I'm like, you do not deserve to be out. Fair enough. Where there's people who you mm-hmm. could put in danger.
Yeah. But I also believe people are a product of their environment. That doesn't justify anything.
Yeah.
But I also think that has to be kind of taken into consideration.
For sure.
Well, yeah.
But I'm so for it. I'm like, just put them in jail. Are you kidding me? First degree murder.
Anyways. Yeah, just like perusing through this site is just hilarious. And then, yeah.
Aggravated assault. Wonderful.
Yeah, so if y'all want to check it out, it's Canadian Inmates Connect. Maybe you'll find someone to connect with. Maybe not. I don't know. And that's it.
I'm so baffled by this.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's an interesting concept, though, because I think it's kind of progressive.
Like, progressive. It's definitely.
And, yeah. And, like, I don't know.
It's great for people. Like I said, it's great for people who are, like...
In prison.
In prison for, like...
Yeah.
Stupid stuff. Like, that are mistakes. Like, stupid things. We mm-hmm. all do stupid things.
Yeah.
And we all make mistakes.
Yeah.
But some things do not, like, some things are not mistakes.
Yeah.
If they're calculated, and I'm pretty sure the Zodiac's murders were.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know, you don't deserve to be out. I hope he got hit by a bus and died. But that was the end to our very, very, very serious episode.
Yeah.
Those are very serious. I promise the next one will be kind of light.
Hopefully.
It's dreams. We're doing dreams next.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we're recording all of these, like...
At once.
At once. Like, episode 4 through 7 are all being recorded at once because I'm going to India for, like, a month.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to make sure that we did this.
Yeah.
So if we sound tired, it's because we are doing them at once.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're, like, really hyped about it, and it's just, we're taking breaks in the middle so that it doesn't get too
exactly. much. Exactly. But the Zodiac ones are, like, draining me mentally.
Yeah.
No. And, like, emotionally.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot
to take in. It is too much
mm-hmm.
to take in. So maybe we won't do murderers as much as we will do the other stuff. Maybe we'll do it, like, sprinkle one, like, here
in the
and
middle.
There.
Yeah.
Like, every 4 episodes.
Fair enough.
Or every 5 episodes, we'll do a murder.
Whatever, I think.
Yeah, because... I feel like this is so mentally draining.
I think so too.
To do. So maybe we'll do it like every 5 episodes or like, yeah. Fair so enough. It won't be as often as we, like, you might want to hear mm-hmm. about it. But yeah, thank you for listening. Subscribe to us.
Yeah.
On Anchor.
Yes.
iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify.
A lot.
Anywhere you listen to podcasts. We're not on Podbean, are we?
I don't think so.
Unfortunately not. We are not. No. A lot of people listen to their podcasts on Podbean, but really? We're not. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
So, yeah. Where do you listen?
I listen to CastBox. I don't think we're on we're CastBox.
Not? No. I thought we were. I don't know. We're on something.
I don't know either.
But, yeah. We're on a bunch of things. We're not on some.
Also, like our Instagram page.
Yeah. Like our Instagram page, Murders, Ghosts, and Everything.
Yeah.
Email us. Our email is also on our Instagram page. Mm-hmm. It's also murdersghostsandeverything@gmail.com. Let us know what we can do to improve your stories. Let us know your stories.
Yeah. And, like, tell us your thoughts on this entire case. If there was something that stood out to you specifically.
But, yeah. And then what else was I saying?
Like, I don't know.
Email us. Oh, yeah, yeah. Tell us your ghost stories. If you have ghost stories, I want to know all of those. I don't care what it is about.
Oh my gosh.
I want to know everything.
What are you doing? I can't read them.
I don't care. But I can. You have to. Bye. Maybe we'll read them. But yeah.
Leave a disclaimer if it's a ghost story.
Yeah. So I or if it's like them. Cool dreams. Who knows? Like, just email us about anything and everything.
You can even say hi.
Yeah, just say hi. Let us know if we're doing good or not. If you have cute dog and cat pictures, send those to me. I don't care. And same. Yeah. That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Bye.
Bye.